to an educational podcast from AJ Bell. My name is Dan Goodsworth, and today's topic is, am I too young to start a pension? So perhaps to help answer this question is Charlene Young.
Thanks, Dan. Yes, one of my favourite topics, all things pensions again today. So the first thing I'll probably acknowledge is that the pensions world is full of jargon, and that does not help people even want to even think about to get involved. So I acknowledge that there is a lot of work to do in the industry, and we're doing our best to kind of combat some of that. I think the best way to think about it is, try and sort of get as much information as possible and read up on pensions so that you're kind of armed with that information. Information is power on this. So even if the time's not quite right for you at the moment, you know the score when things are maybe a bit more in your favour to get started. Another thing to think about is sort of time is really on your side if you're a younger pension saver. Now, pensions were the last thing on my mind when I left university in my early 20s, but now I work with them. And if you're in your 20s, you've potentially got sort of 40 plus years to actually save. And the great thing about long-term saving, even just little and often, is the potential to benefit from what we call compounding or compound interest. I won't dwell on it too long, but I like to think of it as a bit of a snowball effect on the money you can save. I've seen it referred to as growth on growth as well. And all it means is you save or invest some cash, and that makes you some money. Let's think of it as interest for now. And then keeping that interest in the pot means you have more now than you did before. And then that new higher amount then earns interest itself, and hopefully more than before. So anything you kind of earn on what you save is kept in the pot as well, and that higher amount then in turn hopefully earns more, and so on. So if you just start with one bit of cash saved, imagine how this can kind of really take off over time if someone saves a regular amount when they can. And another beauty of doing this within a pension is that they also come with great tax incentives. So governments of all types want people to save for their own retirement to ensure that they have a good standard of living first and foremost. And that's why they offer tax incentives such as tax relief on the money that you pay in yourself. Now, a word on pensions are a very long-term savings product. So if you're in your 20s now, you're not going to be able to access that pension until you're at least 57, perhaps even higher. Okay, so at the moment, people can access their pension from age 55. It's going up to 57 in 2028. By the time the sort of 20-year-olds of today are coming up to retirement, it could be slightly higher. And that puts people off sometimes, and I understand that. But it also means you have plenty of time to benefit from investing and that kind of compound returns, as we call them, and you won't be tempted to dip into your retirement pot along the way. And now one other thing to bear in mind, that might all sound a bit much for just now, and I'm well aware of competing priorities for everybody at the moment, but the chances are you might already actually be in a pension thanks to something called auto-enrollment.
Well, Charlene, it's probably worth explaining what auto-enrollment is. I'm sure lots of people are involved in it but don't realise that.
Yeah, so if you're employed age 22 or over, so aware this might not capture all of our current listeners on this topic, but your employer must enrol you into a pension scheme. So for lots of employers, that's within the first few months of you starting. And they must put you into this pension scheme, and they must pay into this pension scheme. You also do need to make a contribution yourself. I'll talk about that in a second. Even if you didn't do anything, if you made no conscious choices, you're in this pension scheme. And there is also a default investment fund that they will invest that money that you and they pay in for you. So you might also hear it known as a workplace pension scheme. So at the moment, as I've mentioned, it's everybody aged 22 or over who's earning more than £10,000 in that particular role. So if you meet those criteria, there's some minimum contributions that then need to be paid into that pension scheme for you. And it's 8% a year in total. And at least 3% of this has to come from your employer. But lots of employers might actually offer more, as well as also matching what you pay in, which could actually double what you put in. So it's well worth asking for information from your employer if you haven't sort of engaged with this yet. If you think you are, potentially able to pay in a bit more than the minimum that they ask of you.
So just before we finish up, Charlene, I understand that there could potentially be some changes to auto-enrollment would actually benefit an even greater group of younger people.
Yes, there is. Yes, so recently it's a piece of legislation has come in that actually removes some of these sort of lower limits on how much is paid in and also the minimum age for auto-enrollment. So the proposals are that the minimum age is reduced from 22 to 18. So it's sort of increasing the participation for everybody within these pension schemes. And also, yes, as I mentioned, removing a limit, meaning the first pound of earnings will qualify for matched employer contributions and tax reliefs that I've mentioned. Now, kind of put that into life, that, you know, if all goes through, it should eventually increase by £500 for each person who's automatically enrolled, meaning a potential additional boost over someone's lifetime, if they do manage to get auto-enrolled when they're 18, of up to £120,000 to a pot. So it's really, really sort of welcome news if it does come in. Now, the reason I'm saying if it does come in is that this is something called a private member's bill. So although it's achieved what we call royal assent, it now just gives the government the power to actually bring these changes into force. It isn't necessarily a sort of definite change in law that's going to happen itself. But, you know, fingers crossed it does, because, you know, it's all about participation and getting people enrolled into pensions. And if you can widen that and the benefits, then that's all great from our point of view. I just guess the final word from me is that, you know, we're talking about starting pensions here. If you're already auto-enrolled, then that's great. Keep at it. And, you know, we do recognise the competing pressures on everyone's finances at the moment. So your priority for now might just be to top up your emergency cash savings, you know, kind of work out what you can afford to do and put towards your goals. You'll know what's most important to you.
Thank you very much, Charlene, and I hope everyone listening found that useful. Don't forget to listen to the other educational podcasts that we produce. Thank you, and we'll catch you next time.
Before you go, please remember this podcast is for educational purposes, and the views expressed don't necessarily reflect those of AJ Bell. The podcast isn't telling you if a certain investment is suitable or not. Don't forget that the value of investments can change, and you can lose money as well as make it. It's also important to remember that how you're taxed will depend on your individual circumstances, and rules can change. The way an investment performed in the past may not be the same as how it behaves in the future. If you want help, go see a qualified financial advisor.